celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Like a vision, she dances across the...
Hey, our friends at Robinhood want to show you that there is a new way to invest, a very interesting way to invest. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, options, all the stuff commission-free. They strive to make these financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy, and it's a non-intimidating way for the stock market newcomers to invest and get some true confidence through your investments. It's simple. It's clear. The data is presented in an easy way. The design is amazing with no commission fees. And you're learning by doing. That's always the best way to learn. Learn by doing. And this is a really cool, innovative app that a lot of people are talking about. It's called Robinhood. Download it. Get ready for it. Now, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint right now. To our listeners to help build your portfolio, sign up now. Here's how you do it. Mickey.Robinhood.com. That's Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, Mickey.Robinhood.com. Go to it, do it. You're going to love it. You're going to love dealing with this and learning more about it, especially for the younger folks that are app savvy and trying to learn more about the investment side of things. You're going to love Robinhood. To Paul Strelow, our normal Thursday guest at 8:05. Paul, thanks for not canceling or moving things up for us today. We really appreciate that, for sure.
Construction of this article, it'll take a little more time.
Okay. All right, for sure. I am being told this morning by a very good source that as of right now, the Josiah James 5-star point guard visit from Charleston, everything is still set to go, and Clemson has a big opportunity this weekend. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yes, Josiah James takes his official visit this weekend, coming off a Tennessee official visit last weekend, and then has Duke kind of looming in 2 weeks. I still believe it's a Clemson and Duke battle here. And you know, back to your point, you know, we even reported this morning that James will be headed in Clemson's direction today, and really, it's not even hurricane related. That's been the plan for a while. But it does help with the convenience of, you know, with folks traveling out of that area. You know, he's coming up today, won't meet with coaches until tomorrow, but he will go ahead and be here and the logistics all taken care of. Yes, James will be here for what amounts to a pretty big weekend for him and for Clemson basketball.
This is, and I'm looking at history here. This is obviously Zion Williamson was one last year as a 5-star. This is a rare deal here. I don't know of many 5-stars. I can't remember the last one before now. I know you can through some of this, but just how big of a deal is for Clemson basketball, especially at a position that is so important at point guard and a big point guard.
Well, it's huge. I mean, he would rank among. Yeah, I think Clemson has before had a there was a guy in the 80s who was maybe ranked eighth or number eight by some. Scouting service, but James at number 14 nationally would be in the top two or three highest ranked Clemson basketball acquisitions ever. Now you can overstate the long term ramifications for a program when you sign somebody like that, etc. But in general, speaking to the direction of Clemson basketball, the recruiting has been on the uptick the last two or three years at least. I think this would be a huge step for Brad Brownell and staff, for credibility in the recruiting marketplace, as well as just generally. It's about the talent you bring in, and with Shelton Mitchell set to come off the books after next year, to have a plug and play type point guard who, could he be one and done? Sure, but I think it's probably more of a 2 to 3 year type player. Of that caliber that the big boys all want. I think that would be a significant infusion of talent for Clemson basketball over a several year period. And really, when you add him, you add a Chase Hunter, You know, I think certainly, you know, with some of the other young guys that Clemson already has, you know, I think you see Clemson probably positioning itself to be consistently, you know, in that top half of the ACC when it's so difficult to do with so many strong programs and strong recruiting types out there.
Is there, I know you say they're not related, but Christian Brown, another highly rated kid, just came in on an official visit for the Furman game. Do their timetables, do we know about when their decision timetables, will the one make a decision long in advance of the other? Will they have any effect on each other? Do we know about how the time will work here?
I don't know when Josiah James will make an announcement. I do expect him to take his full, yeah, he will visit Duke no matter what happens this weekend, I believe. So I expect James, you know, I don't know that he'll drag his feet after that Duke official visit. I don't know that it's going to be immediately a day or two after either, but I don't see Josiah James carrying his decision, you know, into November, stretching it out for, you know, drama or anything. I think, you know, fairly early October is probably a reasonable time frame. Brown, his recruitment's kind of been all over the place. We've framed the winds change frequently. So will he take more official visits? I think that's the indication right now that's the direction it's headed. And so who knows when those will be taken, who those will be taken with at this point. So I have a hard time throwing a net around when his decision will be.
The change in schools, we asked this originally if that would have an effect. I know Georgia has become a bigger factor. I think Georgia has become a bigger factor now. I think I read where you talked about the whole staff was in to see him. This is typical basketball recruiting, though, in that changing schools and changing tides. You talk about, I don't want to make a bad joke now about, like you said, with changing winds with what's going on now. But this is not atypical for basketball as much as it is football, right?
Correct, and I do think, but the factors are always different, and it's hard to draw, you know, with basketball guys, often proximity and relationships don't have as strong of a pull. It's much more of a business decision because these kids have been recruited several times already, and the whole process is business to them. They've changed high schools 2 to 3 times, they're recruited, you know, really after 8th grade, almost every year by some basketball, you know, high school basketball, private schools, things like that. They come to view it much more so as, okay, what's going to be the best business decision for me? And so then you develop a hierarchy of basketball programs, and you know, it kind of becomes a power play after that, you know, beyond whether there are other factors, which we've seen with the NCAA scandal. This past year and shoe money and all that. So much different factors are in play with basketball recruitments. You know, I think with Christian Brown, I don't really even know that necessarily changing schools ties into this recruitment. I think there's just a point where they want to be recruited and they're not ready to let the recruiting process go. So, you know, to each kid, different factors involved, but there is a much different feel and many different factors involved dealing with basketball recruiting compared to football recruiting.
It is, but this is something new. I almost feel like with Clemson football fans, you know, you don't need to educate them. And basketball, like, I don't really know. I don't really know how all this works out. The question I have about Duke, we got burned last year on the Zion Williamson, getting so hopes up so high on this one. You talk about the things you just mentioned about, you know, the best business decision for you and things on those lines. What can Clemson do to counteract that with James? How can Clemson prove this recruiting is different than James? What can they sell different than what they sold and eventually try to get Zion on?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that Josiah James and the family around him making the decision are different than Zion Williamson, the family around him making decision, and the factors involved. You know, they're different personalities, different ways to be, you know, influenced, things like that. They are. Could James end up at Duke? Certainly, but these are two different cases, and almost contrasting in a lot of respects. I think if you're a Clemson fan, why this gives you more reason, you know, why you can feel feel okay to feel like we can get Josiah James over Duke. I think the relationships that are there between Clemson and James are deeper. I think they are stronger, and I think there's much more of a trust factor between the two. And so I think he has more relationships at Clemson. Certainly Duke basketball sells itself. They've missed on some point guards here in the last couple weeks. Not going to get an official visit from Cole Anthony, someone that they thought they were in on. There were one or two others that they were in play with. So Duke is now pouring its resources into Josiah James recruitment at point guard. And you can't ignore that given, Krzyzewski's credibility and his ability to close on the recruiting trail. But I do think it's different. Zion Williamson was more of a business decision. And I think relationships such stuff as simple as, honestly, I think James going to a Clemson football game this weekend, and seeing the environment there, I think they value the campus and college experience maybe more so than Zion Williamson did. And I think that something as simple as the football game environment and the contrast of that to Duke, I think that's a little piece to the puzzle. So, again, each recruitment is kind of independent of itself. And so I think there are more reasons to believe that Josiah James, could end up at Clemson than what we saw play out last year with Zion Williamson.
I got a question here online about John Butler Jr. from Christchurch, where he stands, what kind of player he is, and very early where he stands.
Oh, yes, it's very early. 2021 big man, very lean, someone who's, I think what Clemson has done is a good job through the years of kind of identifying some of the guys early before their stock takes off. I really think it remains to be seen and what the market will shake out to be for him. And that will dictate in some respects where he goes. But I think, Clemson has done a good job early of kind of sinking their teeth in and laying a foundation to be a factor down the line, depending on how the market shakes out for him.
Now, it's pretty obvious to me, Paul, again, not being a basketball guy, but seeing it, that there is and you talked about it several times now, there is a very significant jump in the kind of talent that Clemson is trying to acquire now on the recruiting trail. Just in summary, for those that would want to know, how much of that is the facility? How much of that was last year's run? How much of that is Brad Brunell's staff, the stability they have there? Maybe even the, a couple of new staff members here in the last couple of years, those relationships. Kind of break down, why is it that Clemson seems to be on that upward trend now as far as that, basketball recruiting, a little different stratosphere now?
Well, I think it's a combination of all those factors that you said. I don't think you can isolate one and say it's had more weight. I think certainly upgrading the facilities has, taken away reasons for prospects not to go to Clemson. I don't think they are going to Clemson because of the facilities, but I think when you go there, there's no, if you're a recruit, there's no longer the, wow, this pales compared to, the others that I'm looking at. So for one, the facilities have kept Clemson from eliminating itself because of that. I think it's big what you mentioned on really the composition of the coaching staff. I think Steve Smith has kind of come into his own as a recruiter over a couple of years. I think adding, bringing back Dick Bender, adding Antonio Reynolds Dean, I think those two are very good recruiters in their own right. So I think in general, in changing the composition of the staff, you've given yourself a much stronger recruiting presence and relationships, throughout the AAU and high school basketball circles in certain pockets, particularly like Atlanta. So I think Clemson has bolstered themselves there. And as well as, right now you're coming off a Sweet 16 run. You've gotten a higher profile through your success there. And that resonates a little bit, combined with being able to sell playing time and different things there. So I think those are kind of the bigger factors, along with, I think even football team success and just in general, the Clemson brand, resonates a little stronger with high school kids now. So I think a bunch of different factors that you can kind of add in there that have led to this.
Paul, because I don't want to get fired or get all kinds of hate mail, can we talk a little quick football here? Will the weather, I don't think it's going to be a huge weekend to begin with, but will the game moving up and potential weather, how much of a factor, any major storylines from football and an unofficial weekend this weekend?
You know, I don't think it'll affect the significant recruiting storylines for this weekend, which are one, you mentioned Josiah James, the basketball point guard, but the other, Tyler Davis, defensive tackle from Popka, Florida, who will be taking his official visit this weekend. It's his high school team's bye weekend, so this is a convenient weekend in conjunction with he's about ready to make a decision. And so, you know, travel should not be affected for him. And, you know, I don't think the game time change really impacts it one way or another. I think, if anything, if you're Clemson, you know, from this specific standpoint of recruiting and Tyler Davis recruiting, I think having the earlier kickoff gives you much more time after the game Saturday to put together a more you know, relaxing itinerary, I guess, so to speak, of dinner with the coaches and time at Dabo Swinney's house and things that having a game midday or even nighttime might not afford you to do. So I think a little piece to the puzzle there, I think it could help their experience that they give Davis on his official visit. But that's really, he's really the big recruiting storyline. There are a half dozen, probably, you know, four-star type 2020 juniors who are slated to come on the campus. You know, we haven't gotten any indication that will, you know, that the weather will impact their travel and the game time moving up. We'll see. You know, those kinds of things are fluid, but really Tyler Davis's official visit is the important recruiting function this weekend, and I don't think that's going to be impacted negatively.
Am I right by saying that he is going to be maybe the next 2 to 3 weeks after that we might have a mid season decision from Davis?
He has talked about making a decision by mid-October. I think that timeline will probably be moved up a little bit. I think that just gives him a safe cushion to keep people from asking, when are you announced? When are you announced? When are you going to announce? So I would expect it won't be too long before he makes that decision, having already taken, you know, he took an official visit to Florida State last weekend. It's a Florida State-Clemson battle. You know, things don't look to be getting any rosier at Florida State. So everything will be laid out there for him on what he's going to make his decision on. I can't imagine it would take too much longer for him to pick a side.
Final one for you. A lot to cover this weekend. Paul, weather won't affect you and your coverage of it. Tell us about what's coming up on TigerIllustrated.com and why people need to subscribe to the very best in Clemson coverage.
Sure. I have a lot coming out after the weekend, obviously, with these two big official visits. You know, some you know, kind of looking at the changes in scholarship numbers a little bit, and definitely the kind of the remaining targets left on the board as Clemson goes down the stretch run. Basketball recruiting, a huge period right now. Obviously, the Josiah James recruitment sticks out, but there are some other spots to fill in this class, and we'll start seeing those dominoes being brought in for official visits, I think, in the next month or two. So a lot, kind of the wheels starting to get in motion here for both football and basketball as they put the finishing touches on their recruiting classes.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, as usual, appreciate it, man. Safe. Hope your kids are safe. Everybody's safe, and look forward to visiting with you next week.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right. It's Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. My friend Greg Wells, Clemson class of 1990, is 100% independent advisor. That means he's not tied to any big box advising firms, and that allows him to give flexibility. You know, one of the most important things you could do now is think about Social Security and the foundation for all retirement planning income. And, you know, thinking about it, there's 97 different ways an individual can begin their benefit. And for a married couple, there's 388 different ways that you can do this. I'll go over all 388 right now. Ready? Number one. No, I'm just kidding. You can find out which one is right for you if you're divorced or widowed or have minor children, if your additional choices out there available for you. You know, if you lived a good life, you worked all these years for saving all these pennies and now it's time to retire, don't make the mistake when you're reaching the finish line. Don't screw it up there at the end. Call the professionals at Kiwi Financial Group. They can take care of this for you and help really evaluate your Social Security options. Let Greg, the folks at KiwiFG.com, KiwiFG.com, 654-5043, right beside Max Drive-In on Pendleton Road in Clemson. good guy, interesting guy. Take care of that. Don't mess it up there in the fourth quarter, in the final 2 minutes. Not 2 minutes, fourth quarter at least. Short break, we'll come back. Phone calls, texts, and tweets in the final 30 minutes of the show.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Want to make a difference in our community, but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering 2018 Ford Escapes up to $4,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any dealer fees. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $3,000 in factory rebates.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about! Sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what's he gonna do? get down? Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down?
You see my dance moves over here? Thank you very much. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. For 100 years, Harbin Lumber has been a full-service lumber yard. Hey, for upstate builders, remodels, and handymen, everything you need, they're going to have. And everything you need, you're going to absolutely have in full on time every single time. Now, they're also going to work with you. They're going to team with you. They're going to make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money. And they know just how difficult your job is and how... Really, I mean, you got all these stressors and all these factors that are out there. Eliminate the lumberyard factor of it, because get all the materials done and done exactly right when you need them and on time and all that kind of stuff. Look, and in full. Here's the issue here is that if you're not successful, then they're not successful. They bend over backwards and walk that walk to make you successful, give you every chance in the world to be successful. The most important aspect of their business is that customer service relationship they have with their clients. So Harbin Lumber, for 100 years, they know. Treat them great. Work with them. I love this the star principles they use there and how respectful they are there and how they just really, it's a great business model, and then they get great people implementing the model. And that's how you get to be, and you have great products as well, by the way. But that's how you get to be in business for 100 years. So if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, if you're redoing your own home and subbing it out yourself, just to, you know, or talking to a builder about it, just ask about Harbin Lumber. I guarantee you, we did it at our home, and I guarantee you it's one of the best decisions we ever made. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Mr. R24, how you doing over there? What did you learn from Paul Shula? Did you pay attention over there? Are you on your phone over there worried about weather? He did say that which way the winds blow in recruiting.
I learned from Paul that we have a five-star basketball recruit visiting this weekend.
Josiah James.
Still happening. I learned that it's different than the Zion situation because of his interest in the college lifestyle, putting emphasis on campus life and everything that it has to offer, and the people around him are different in making decisions than the people around Zion and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Listened.
That's it's good, almost man. Like I was here when he was doing
yeah, and actually engaged in it. It's good. I like that. I like that.
I listen
sure.
every time.
Hey, what are you doing? You and Kristen want to come over for dinner tonight?
No, I've already invited you out to the ESO tonight.
That.
We're going to go watch the game.
All right, I got to ask you quickly about some games this weekend. Tomorrow we're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, by the way. Come by and see us. We're going to get ready, and Hecker High Water comes in. We're going to be at Chick-fil-A tomorrow. Come by and see us there. We're going to talk a lot about – I'll do the biggie games. I'll do the lines with you tomorrow. We'll kind of get you ready for the rest of the college football world. You're telling me now, we're 100% sure that Clemson, Georgia Southern is going to be on ESPN2?
Is on ESPN on the schedule of their broadcast, it says ESPN2.
Yeah, but
Miami is also on ESPN2, so I'm assuming one of them will be moved, or depending on the area you're watching.
I'm waiting on the official word from ESPN on this one.
Okay.
They have ESPN News, ESPN Classic, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3. They got all those. I'd imagine they'd rather have Clemson on rather than Miami, though.
I would imagine as well.
That's about to be the case there. What's that text you're getting right there?
No idea. It's a random number. Nobody put their name on. We don't read text with no name or where they're
like
texting from.
I don't like that text at all. Don't send me that one. Can I talk about some of the games that will be played this weekend? We know for sure.
Yeah.
Oklahoma and Iowa State. This is a revenge game for Oklahoma. And Iowa State's not very good. This is a massive – it's only 17.5 point spread. I thought it might be a little bit more than that. I don't like this at all. I think Oklahoma runs a table there. You have any interest in this Oklahoma-Iowa State deal?
Do I have any interest in
it? I don't like that text. I'm not even trying to read that text right now. Does the guy know what he's talking about on this text?
I'll be happy to look into it further.
Get the guy to call us. I don't want to see that. Are you interested in Oklahoma and Iowa State? We're going to do a biggie tomorrow, but, you know, but it's kind of a revenge game, right?
Is it in a revenge game, really? I mean, you're not really.
Did they beat them last year or the year before?
Yeah, but.
Last year, wasn't it?
It's different.
Make sure I'm right with saying this. Oklahoma and Iowa State played, and, Iowa State beat them last year. In Norman, Oklahoma, 38-31. I just don't see that happening this time around. Other games of interest. I want to tell you right now, kind of keep an eye on this Vanderbilt-Notre Dame thing. Vanderbilt is 13.5-point favorites. I mean, Notre Dame's 13.5-point favorites. Vanderbilt's 2-0. Vanderbilt's looked pretty good in their two games so far. Any chance at all, buddy?
Any chance at Vandy?
Yeah.
No.
Game of the week, LSU and Auburn, 3:30. Down on the Plains, 12th-ranked LSU, 7th-ranked Auburn. Auburn's a 10.5-point favorite. That line surprises me. But did I tell you yesterday that don't be surprised if we have the three things that would happen? The one thing, LSU can't blow Auburn out. LSU can win a close game. Auburn can win a close game. Or Auburn can win a blowout. 10.5 is a little high there. When's the last time a 12th-ranked team in the country was 10.5-point underdogs?
It's been quite a minute, hasn't it?
Yeah. I just got totally distracted by a text
We're
message.
Completely distracted at the moment. I'm looking for it.
Yeah. I'm getting reveals now. Someone's trying to sell us that the game's going to be canceled this weekend. I hope not. Do you want me to play my influence power role here and see if I have any influence at all? Can you give me a weather report for Saturday in Clemson?
For Clemson?
Yeah, for Saturday.
For just Clemson?
Yeah, for Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
What's the weather report over there?
Clemson's weather for Saturday will be, as of now, a high of 85.
Mm-hmm.
Low of 70.
Mm-hmm. Give me some wind.
Partly to mostly cloudy.
Right.
Slight chance of a rain shower, high around 85. This has already changed from this morning, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Winds north of these at 15 to 25 miles an hour.
15 to 25, okay.
Saturday night, same thing.
What's the percent chance of rain on a Saturday?
20.
Okay. And you're telling me the wind's going to be 15 to 25?
Yes.
20% chance of rain?
Yes.
Saturday night, what you got for me?
Same thing. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, showers, low around 70, winds 15 to 25 out of the north to northeast.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking.
Sunday, 20 to 30 mile an hour wind, 100% chance of rainfall.
Did they play the Notre Dame game a few years ago? I know that's Notre Dame. Is that what I'm telling you, that Notre Dame, and that was a night game, and they didn't move it? Am I hearing, you play in much worse conditions because that was Notre Dame? If you cancel this game, you're telling me because you still had the same issues. You had worse issues, right?
Sure.
People getting in and out. Are you telling me that because it was Notre Dame we're playing and because of Georgia Southern we wouldn't be playing?
Yes.
So if this was a
were
bigger
opponent. Were we in a state of emergency for that game?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't the governor, say, don't go to the game and then she went to the game herself?
Absolutely. And that was the day of the game, right?
I remember.
And it was night. People get home.
I'm still trying to dry out my rain jacket.
You're still waterlogged.
Oh, my.
So what you're telling me is that it's the opponent is the reason that you'd consider close doing this game. Not the safety. It's the opponent.
It's the safety of others.
But it wasn't for the Notre Dame game.
No. It's the opponent.
Or is it that you're going to cave to pressure because someone else canceled their game, you're going to have to cancel yours?
Should you have canceled the Notre Dame game?
No. To my knowledge, did anybody was what were the worst adverse effects of that game? Who all
people getting stuck in lots?
Okay. Guess what, man? People get stuck in lots sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it rains. Sometimes the wind blows. You know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the things happen. That's life. So over legislate and over worry about moving games around. You really, here's one right now. It's a state of emergency. We need to evacuate. There's hotels and fans that need to be staying about. First responders need to be going. Didn't for the Notre Dame game. And it was worse for the Notre Dame game. So what we're telling me, and no, it's not about evacuating. It's not about personnel. It's not about emergency systems. It's about the big opponent. In the Notre Dame game, did we just say, we don't care about the evacuations. We don't care about the first responders. We don't care about the highway patrol. We don't care about the people down there. Is that what we did? And now all of a sudden we do. In 2 short years, we've changed our mind, and we learned from that.
Well, hold on now. Is it possible that they needed more during that, and they decided that we're not going to make that mistake again? Is it possible?
I don't know.
is it? I mean, it's reasonable. It's a reasonable thing.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
To have first responders and people to get down there to help.
Again, I want to be clear on this.
It's a reasonable thing.
Mm.
Rather than playing a football game.
How long would it take first responders to get down there?
Well,
with the interstates going to be, you know, I don't think all that busy, are they?
If they're able to go ahead of time and be there and set up and ready to go.
They're going to be doing that now? I remember the Notre Dame game. We didn't have the full highway patrol here. And guess what? People eventually got out. Let me tell you what's going to be a bad deal around here for me. Personally, when it's not going to rain on Saturday and we don't play a football game, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go, I'm going to have a problem with that. I'm sorry. I'm going to get in trouble for it. People are going to get mad at me for it. I'm going to be an idiot. I'm going to be insensitive. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want anybody's property to get damaged. I don't want any power to get out. I don't want any of that kind of stuff. But fact of the matter is that all that's a ways away, and it still have time to do those kind of things for those people. I don't buy that at all. I think that I feel bad for the people who have businesses here, who have interest here, who need to be here. And I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and side. If this is the case, this is all unofficial right now. We have no idea if this is going to happen for real. If it does happen this way, and the reason is they're trying to put first responders and people that can help towards the east part of the state,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to side with the people making the decision that get paid to make that decision, and we'll go for it from there.
For the people trying to get reelected for a Category 2 hurricane. I know I sound like a jerk right now. I know I do.
It's about a football game versus trying to help people out for the greater good. You go help people out.
Yes. Football game is not the most important thing.
It's not. Not at all.
No doubt. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying let's use some common sense, too.
Common sense is more people that can help, the better, we'll see. Isn't it?
You know, we'll see. We'll see who's right on this. I hope that I'm right on this because I don't want anybody to get hurt. And I don't want anybody to have any kind of... I mean, look,
listen, you're going to think you're right on this because it's not going to rain during the game on Saturday. It will not rain. And you're going to be upset. What I'm telling you is the reason that this has even been discussed is these people are going down to help. They're going down to prepare for something that's happening ahead of time down there at that point in time. They'll be undermanned. It won't be.
Well, let's go play down in. Let's go play down in Statesboro. Let's pack up the car. I'll drive down, and you can ride with me. You can't go with me. I'll go down to Statesboro. I think, boy, we have over-legislated and over-protected and over... Guess what, man? Deal with it. It's going to be okay. Now, again, I don't... said this 100 times on the show because I have to keep... For the elderly, for the sick, for the poor that can't get out, for the... You know, I saw something yesterday I never thought about. Like, getting inmates out of prisons and putting them... You know, putting them... That's a big, big deal. I get it, man. There's a lot of people there.
Where do you put them?
I don't know, man. I don't know. If you're going to overcrowd them, I don't know. But there's a lot of issues out there that I don't normally think about, and people smarter than me. I'm just telling you that if it's going to start raining here on Sunday, these people have already evacuated. Hadn't they already evacuated, or for the most part evacuated?
Haven't they?
They've been told to.
Yeah.
And then they told not to, then they told to again.
Mm-hmm.
Because we make these decisions way too early, and I don't know, man. I'm going to be very, very disappointed if this football game is canceled and if we sit around and look at this thing and yeah, I don't want anybody.
If it's Notre Dame, you're disappointed. If it's George Southern, are you as disappointed? Because I'm not.
So again, let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're saying.
No, that's what we're talking about. We're having a conversation about it. Just about the opponent.
Would the Carolina Clemson game be canceled this weekend in Clemson?
Would Carolina Clemson? Yeah. I think they try to play it,
right.
But I think ultimately they probably have to make the same decision, don't they?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it sounds great and it sounds politically correct to say that. I try to live in a little common sense real world rather than the political reelect me world.
I don't know if it's political stuff.
We moved football games in high school from a Friday to a Thursday because it might rain in the upstate on Sunday.
That's not true. They moved them because they're afraid of the winds and the wind gusts that were being projected at the time they made the decision.
And it's 8 mph winds tomorrow night.
Okay. At the time, though, it was being projected higher.
So wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit. Make the right decision at the right time.
But you've got to make these decisions ahead of time to give yourself time to plan for it. It's not all cut and dry.
What were the winds supposed to be here Friday night? How much?
It was over the 30 miles an hour, which is, as you mentioned on air, you can't drive and operate those buses in South Carolina, state of South Carolina, with winds over 30 miles an hour. Okay. You said it on there yourself.
I know.
You got to make these decisions ahead of time to give yourself time to plan them out. The logistics take a second to get through. It's not cut and dry, and it's easy to make, you know, decisions and calls from these chairs and microphones that we're sitting behind, but it's not that easy, is it?
Mm. For me, it is, but for them, apparently it's not. For me, it's really easy.
You're not even listening.
No, I hear what you're saying. No, I hear exactly what you're saying. I hear exactly what you're saying.
I'm disappointed.
I have to be honest with you.
Again, maybe that's a rumor. Right,
I could fake this and go, well, politically correct, I'm going to say this. This is my honest opinion. I could be wrong, and I could be an idiot, and I could sound insensitive.
Hey, maybe they're still playing. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll find out today.
I hope they are.
We got to take a break. Final break. Come back. Wrap things up right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at stargraniteinteriors.com.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Have you noticed a construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today 864-277-7272 or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was.
This guy says, Mickey, just shut up, please. Well, what will that sound like for the next 10 minutes? All right, here we go. I'm going to do what the guy says. Just shut up.
We're not going to do dead air. We can't be doing that.
Why? Though. That's what the guy says to do.
Well, we just can't be doing that.
In the final few minutes of the show, are we going to go these last 10 minutes assuming they're going to play or assuming they're not going to play?
Until it's official, let's assume they're going to play.
Okay. Clemson, Georgia Southern, Saturday at noon. You know, one of the things that I think is pretty important here is, and I don't know how this works. I know that the home team, or I don't know this. I'm thinking that the home team has insurance on games as far as if you don't play your games. Because if you don't, and you might reschedule games, but if you don't play your games, then you give refunds. And so I think I'm 100% sure of this, that they have some sort of insurance policy that take it out. That in case you don't play the game, you're covered financially. I guess that includes the visiting team, too?
I would assume so.
Because if Georgia Southern doesn't make the trip, they still get paid?
They still get paid out?
I don't know those things. People, again, a lot of people a lot smarter than me.
Hey, maybe they cancel this game. And then it helps Clemson where they add another opponent who's a better opponent, strength of schedule.
But yeah,
as I grab you.
When are you going to add them at one open date?
Now you're going to have to find somebody.
Because I think they're going to be in the ACC championship game. I don't think, honest to goodness, I don't think I'd rather have an open date than play 11 straight weeks. You? What would you rather have if you're the football coach?
I mean, Dabo would probably want the open date. I know he'd want the open date.
Right. But Dabo wants to play.
We assume so, yeah.
Yeah. My stance through all this is let's have some common sense, too. Just don't have to be so politically correct and cover our butts on everything. You know what? My wife and I talked about this too. It's like, if something happens, then great. Something happens. Just deal with it. He's going to be okay. I don't know. I'm so doggone.
This guy, you're distraught.
It is. It has me distraught right now. And I was listening to a political talk show host talk about this yesterday. Just our panic, man. And how we're just getting a hissy fit of how awful things are going to be. I don't know how we'll ever be the same ever again. Or we could just kind of deal with whatever we deal with and go back. I'll tell you a good example of it. You know, I was just in Texas this past weekend. And I remember when Katrina came through. And it was, oh, my God, it was the worst thing ever, and death and destruction everywhere, and it was bad. And then FEMA comes in, and you had to rebuild, and there's all kinds of government issues you had down there. And the state of Louisiana was an absolute mess and a disaster. And you remember this? Katrina was bad. Lives were lost. Mm-hmm. And then for a year, it was like, what are we going to do to have these people, like, help us rebuild, and what are we going to do about this? And so the next one that came, a few weeks later, maybe a few months later, it might have been the next year later because of the way the guy was talking, but they went down and they went as correspondent in Texas and they said, hey, what are you guys going to do? He goes, well, we're not going to wait on anybody else to help us. We'll get our chainsaws out and we'll go out and we'll kind of help us. We'll do it ourselves. We'll take care of ourselves. I'm not going to wait on everybody to come down here and take care of us. We're Texans. That's how we do it. Makes some sense. Guess what, Zach? Might have a tree go through my roof this weekend. Hope not. If we do, we'll kind of deal with it. I'm just kind of move on. There's a really good saying out there, too. Can't do it from these guys' standpoint. You got to be prepared, but from an individual standpoint, kind of wait to worry, man. Let's just see where it goes. Going to worry about what might happen. You know, all that way around. I hated this show today. I did. I hated this show today. I had so much more planned than this. I wanted to talk about Honest Dabo. Oh, man. I guess we can do this tomorrow. Have you noticed that, like, Dabo, when he talks now, like, even in his evaluations of players, like, he's very honest about it. John Simpson, oh, he didn't play well. He wants to play better. He plays some good plays, but really, he blew a bunch of assignments. He didn't play well. I like Honest Dabo. You like that? Well, he's turned into, he's so comfortable now in what he says and when he can get away with saying stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, a new coach can't get away with saying, man, I'll be honest with you, like, we got to get better in here because our players stink. Like, when John Simpson didn't play well the other day, Dabo was like, oh, he didn't play well. He didn't grade out very well in the grade of winning grade. He struggled. Our interior offensive line didn't play very well. I like that guy.
Sure.
It's nice and it's refreshing to hear that. I had a long segment talking about that. I had a couple of segments I want to talk to today about Clemson's offensive identity. Because really, I'll be honest with you. Do they have an identity yet on offense?
Their identity is kind of morphing from what it was last season into what they want it to be this year, right?
Which is, they wanted to go more vertical in the passing game.
And they've
accomplished that.
They've made attempts at it, yeah.
They've hit, they on Saturday, they hit four balls of 40 yards more, 50 yards more.
Mm-hmm.
Four big pass plays. One to Rodgers, and that wasn't a vertical pass, and that was underneath, and he made a long run. The one to Renfro and the two to Higgins, those were deep balls. So they've done that. I want to talk a lot about that. I guess we'll do that tomorrow. This is the worst show I've ever done. Depressed about the show, depressed about the games weekend, depressed about moving games because of fire ants.
Hey.
Moving games because of...
It's not official. We could still play this weekend. All, as of right now, all is right in the world, and we're good to go.
You know I'm about to have a son, right?
In February.
My son's going to wear a helmet around the house. We're going to put great big bubble, we're wrapping bubble wrap to make sure he doesn't... We're gonna make sure his nails aren't where he could scratch himself. We're going to make sure he doesn't... all the safety. We're going to make sure the guy would never have a chance to ever have fall down, have any kind of scrape on his thing ever. Because we're going to make sure everybody's so safe in everything we do all the time. And I'm a jerk for feeling that way, right? Gee. Brad Hughes is my accident of forgiveness. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. We forget someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive you, Mr. Orr 24.
Oh, what do I need?
You came in this morning. Well, first of all, for not inviting me to the thing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, you came in this morning, and he said, man, I'm worried. This is a disaster. I was like, well, Zach is going to be category two. I think we're going to be okay. Going, no. The Yankees are 10 games back. We're only one game up in the wild card. I mean, at least you get your priorities in order over there.
Well, you know, I'm worried about it. I'm real worried about it. They need Aaron Judge to get back. They need Stanton to start hitting the ball again. It's dire times up.
Chapman's coming back. We're going to be okay there. Right?
I'll be fine.
Need Judge to get back?
Need Judge to get back.
Bad.
Need that to happen soon.
Bad. Guy says, my son fell off the couch this morning. I looked at him as he was crying and said, that was stupid. Oh, man. Honest to goodness, man. If they cancel this football game today, I'm not doing a show tomorrow.
Yeah, we're doing a show tomorrow.
No, because I'm going to be the grouchiest old man. I'm going to be like this. Let's go to the phone lines. Todd, you're up next. What do you want? I'm going to be the worst, grouchiest old man in America tomorrow. I'm serious, dude. The Kansas football game tomorrow, it's best if I just take the day off.
No days off. Not during football season.
It's not football season.
Not during
It's hurricane season. Season. We're not playing games ever again. We'll never play another game ever again. I'm in a terrible mood tomorrow through all this.
It's not even official. We don't even know what's happening. This could be complete rumor. There's nothing official.
I want to drive to Statesboro, Georgia tomorrow instead, or mm-hmm. whatever. Whatever I got to do, man. Finish things up. I'm already in a bad mood. Finish things up. So I was just skip the music. What do you have for me over there?
ACC conference action opens tonight.
This
Boston
afternoon,
College at 5:30 this afternoon, tonight, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's tonight for me because, you know, we get up at 5 in the morning and it feels like evening. Boston College, Wake Forest. At Wake Forest, of course, we talked about it before. Boston College, a 4.5-point favorite. Over 55.5, 5:30 on ESPN. looking forward to what probably should be a surprisingly decent game to watch tonight. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I think that's a huge game.
Big game.
I think it's a key game.
Maybe the only game that gets played this weekend.
Who knows, man? Somebody might fall down and get hurt over there. We had a guy, seriously, had someone text in a while ago and goes, well, what if T slips and hurts his ankle in the game?